Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys. The bye, guys.
Hey everybody, how you doing? Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of everybody's favorite podcast, Bye Guys, with Zach and Ian. Make sure that you sorry, the frog.
What is this, NPR?
Sorry, I was gurgling cum. Thank you. Ooh, no laugh.
Gurgling cum.
I was gurgling. Sorry. Just having flashbacks to Defrin this morning. Nothing again. Anyway,
are you gonna do that every time you get nothing?
We'll see.
We actually all had a meeting this morning where we're like, fuck with him hard.
Yeah, we all nothing. Texted each other and said, don't laugh at Ian.
Ah, oh, fuck. What are you?
I mean, that's how we start every day.
What are you, yeah. McCrowds?
I need no notes.
Shut up, Tom. Anyway, it's a real rebel house here. All right, Zach, take it away.
Hey, did we start yet? Are we recording?
Can we get a redo?
Hey, guys, welcome to Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you guys so much. If you love the show, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows on the network. It's a fun day. We're in studio together, and we have three great guests. To my right, we got Tom Cassidy.
Hey, good to
Tommy
be here, everybody.
C, Cat Daddy.
Thanks for having me, everybody. I thought the gurgling the cum joke was funny, but I just didn't laugh.
Yeah. Despite you.
Damn. Oh, thanks. Well, we're going to the beach on July 4th, and I'm going to make it hell for you.
Okay.
Well, are you guys going to the beach on July 4th?
Yeah, you want to come
together?
This is how stupid
no,
Ian is.
No, I don't want to just a.
No, it's not me and him.
Invite. It's an
no.
early invite. This is how dumb Ian is. Ian
what?
Was like,
let's
do you
want
to go to the park on 4th of July? And I was like, I'm thinking about going to the beach on 4th of July. And he was like, well, let's go on Sunday because the beach will be less busy.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I went on
That's
Memorial Day on Monday and it was like just as busy. So I'm still thinking about going on Monday. And he was like, yeah, but I got to go to the park on Monday. He just like did a fucking 360 in the conversation. It was, but anyway, yeah. Anyway, good to be here, everybody.
And I conceded we're going to the beach on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
It sounded like Tom was going to the beach whether you were going or not.
And now you're just inviting people.
I can bring can jam.
Yeah, I'm bringing can jam.
Dude, I haven't played can jam.
There it is.
In
Come
so
to the
long.
Beach. Zach, bring your gas.
I want to go to the beach.
Couples retreat
just
to the
so
beach.
You know, I'd love to have an Ian Buffer, so please come.
Be pals.
This
me
is not
Tom.
A soft invite. Please come to the beach.
Honestly, from that story, I can't tell who's top and bottom.
Oh,
I, as we long switch. As I'm middle, yeah, that's fine.
Leah, come to the beach. Everybody.
Oh, I'm good. I don't want to get in between anything. I don't want to get in between any cum guzzling, you know?
So, Tom.
Can jam and cum guzzling. Yeah. Name of the episode.
Can jam it in my ass.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
We got Sag Daddy the God himself.
Sag Daddy the God. What's up? Thanks for having me, fellas.
Thank you for being here. And I'm meeting you for the first time, but thank you very much for being here, Leah Lamar.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
I appreciate you doing the show today.
I really am happy to be here. I am so tired.
Yeah. Late night?
Yeah, actually.
Nice.
Well, you know, not to sound really cool, but I was at a party until 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
For NFT NYC.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah, she's a big NFT gal.
You have that vibe.
Whoa.
Yeah. So nice. I was just with like a bunch of crypto nerds all night. And cool. Apparently they know how to party. I yeah. don't. I can't hang, is what I realized.
Do
and
they do fake drugs with their fake money?
Yeah.
Were you digital, they snort drugs gigabytes? Only. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I was going to say they snort blockchain.
Oh, that's good, too.
Yeah. I was getting real high off Ethereum. But
what do you think about this? I've been seeing a lot of, on TikTok, Bored Ape kind of Nazi culture Venn diagram kind of stuff, where they're like, Bored Ape is very
supposedly Bored Ape has been sneaking in like SS references, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Like.
Yeah. So as a Jewish woman, I will say I do think that Nazi Germany really knew how to organize.
Okay.
You know. So
the NFT
the
trains ran on time.
Yeah. Exactly. That's all you know, right? They've got a really strong community. That's all I can say. Uh-huh. Yeah. They all really believe in their same core values, whatever those are.
So to answer the Nazi question, you're saying?
I have no answer.
Okay, good. That's cool.
Why is your algorithm so Nazi, Brendan?
I don't know, man. My TikTok algorithm is off must think I'm a Nazi pedophile.
Honestly, did you not see she didn't want to talk about it?
Dear God.
No, dude, my reels on Instagram, it's nothing but sandwiches and black teenagers calling each other gay for eating a hot dog. And I know it's because that's what I click on.
Damn.
Okay, well, good. I like the sidestep.
I feel
cool.
Like you can't really ask about Nazi questions because you look like the poster child for the Aryan Nation.
Oh, thank you, because of the haircut?
I think it's the blue eyes.
Well, you know, they make some good points.
We are annoying, to be
Where's
fair.
Where's my camera? They make some good points.
Yeah, we are annoying.
Tell us more American history, XXL.
What are your good points?
Yeah, Tom.
Woo!
God, we're going to have fun at the beach.
Yes, dude. Yes, the beach.
I'm just excited to not be the Nazi in the room.
This is a first.
You're my, like, the nacho. Fuck me.
No, I like it. I really
now,
like
suck
it.
My dick.
I like it.
You know what? It was. I think it was good, but the rhythm was. I didn't catch the wave, which is what I'll be catching on Saturday with my boys at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Monday.
Whatever.
That you don't think that's going to be too crowded? That's going to be crazy. That's
talk be so to crowded. Old Plan and Patty, buddy.
I went on Memorial
and
Day.
It wasn't crazy.
I mean, no,
Memorial
yeah.
Day is not July 4th, buddy.
Correct.
It's a different holiday.
July 4th is.
It is
bigger for
July
sure.
4th is bigger. Summer.
Guys, it's not size that matters.
It's the motion.
It's how you use the holiday.
Yeah.
It's the reach of the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I think, honestly, I think it is going to be too crowded. But July 4th, it'll be an experience. It'll be fun.
Yeah,
right?
Terrible experience.
What?
There's no way to say this without sounding like a dick, but feel free not to come.
I'm excited. Oh,
you're just saying you don't want to come because it'll be
You're
going to
get a text. The night before going like, hey, dude, I can't make it.
No, because my gal took off work and she wants to spend a day together. And I had mentioned the beach. And then I tried to sidestep it by being like, well, there's a wiffle ball game in the park. And the last time I played, I didn't get too many hits. So I'm going to avenge my batting average.
Uh-huh.
She was not happy with that. So the beach it is.
Hey, would you like to watch the person you love fail at a children's game? No, let's go to the beach.
No, it's going to be fun. We'll bring a can jam, frisbees. We'll get hot dogs.
Yeah, that sounds actually
beach
really nice.
Stuff.
What beach are you going to?
Long Beach in Long Island.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, that does sound fun. For some reason, I assumed Coney Island.
Nah.
I assumed Jones Beach.
Okay.
I used to drive down to Jones Beach. I used to work overnights, and I would get off at 9 a.m., and I'd pick some friends up, and we'd just go to the beach, and I'd, like, sleep
on the
beach.
It's a nice beach. A lot of bodies have been hidden there by serial killers.
Really?
Yeah.
Recently or just?
No, just when I was growing up, we heard a lot of like bodies found in Jones Beach. That might be wrong.
I believe there's one particular killer who was hiding hookers there, right?
Yeah.
Well, where else are you supposed to hide them?
The woods.
Yeah,
where I do.
In your pie. Drums. Cook them.
In Zach's basement.
Yeah. Underneath your house.
Wait, are you from Long Island?
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
What? Where in Long Island?
Great Neck.
Why'd
you go? Great neck.
I'd be lying if I wasn't like, how do I make a great neck joke? From Syosset.
Oh, wow. Okay. Definitely very Jewish.
I'm half Jewish. My dad's a Jew.
Are you?
My dad's a Jew.
That explains so much.
Yeah. What do you mean that explains
so much? Are you only Jewish from the waist down?
I'm very Irish from the waist down.
Yeah, guess how big his dick is.
2 inches.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Was I close?
4.
Well, solid. That's a solid number.
I feel like there should be train tracks in between you two while you talk. Like the other side of the tracks.
Yeah, wrong side of the tracks.
Long Island style.
Oh, I thought that was a...
Yeah, I thought you were making like a...
Yeah. Oh, God.
No, we've moved on from that.
I was like...
We have not moved on from the Holocaust.
And we never should.
Never again.
I was like, is this a Sophie's Choice game? This is dark.
Where we guess the size of my penis?
4 hard.
Honestly, I really don't think it is that.
I think it's smaller.
I think it's like, no. It's probably small right now because I'm wearing these boxers that are like grabbing
my balls. Dude, I hate that. You know what does that? And, you know, sorry, sheath underwear makes my
are they a sponsor?
Jumbles yeah.
Not on our show.
Not on our show. But it jumbles everything up because they have these 2 flaps. You put your balls in 1 flap.
Oh, the flap
and then
is
your
crazy.
Cock in
I've
another.
Pissed my pants so
and
many
it's too
times.
Much.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that.
Oh, I wish.
You never know.
They make ladies' panties.
They do.
Pop your labes in.
Yeah.
You know?
They come with their own flaps.
How's a vagina work? There it is.
The girls' sheath are really comfy. I like
are
them.
They?
Yeah, they're great.
What makes them so comfy?
Yeah, do they have a pocket for your clit?
No. No.
That's called the pussy.
They're just like, I have like the boy shorts ones, and they're just super soft. They're great.
I would
like
sheath
I actually
if it
like
didn't
them.
Have the compartments.
I got a pair of free ones at Skankfest, and I wear them a lot. I like them. But I will say the double
compartment thing.
Yeah, I've like pissed my pants tons of times.
Why?
What?
What?
Wait, what?
Wait, why?
After how many do you stop wearing them?
Yeah.
Huh? Wait,
or you're just like, hey, I got to piss my pants underwear on today.
Why are you pissing your pants?
Because I was making a joke saying that I've...
Oh, it was very funny.
Well, it's like that little
it's like a bank
little vault. Piss.
There's too many things.
The little piss, yeah. I haven't like
wait,
fully
what's wrong with a double sheath? I don't get it. Like, what happened?
Can you pop them up?
Yeah.
Well, because
for me, the weirdest ad read ever.
Can you just show us your dick, please? That's what we're asking for.
No, I think I've shown Ian my dick.
No.
Yeah, I think I showed it to you once. On a phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did I show you mine?
Ian started sucking the phone.
Oh, you did show me yours.
Yeah. Oh, like when
Ian's
you give
got
a baby a phone,
hot.
Ian just starts gnawing on it.
Sorry.
Yeah, so those are the sheets.
Was it a work Zoom? Oh, wow.
Yeah, see?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What? I mean, come on. What are we
doing
here?
That's too much.
That's fucking weird
just,
as
like,
shit, dude.
Yeah. I tuck your balls into the big pouch, and then your cock into the little one. It's like, what are we doing?
These guys are just ahead of their time. They have to figure it out. But I really do like the idea of something holding my balls very gently.
That's true.
I want to put powder in that compartment like a rock climber. To dip my balls in.
Yeah, and you have a little thing like a bowler.
What I don't like, bring those underwear back up. What I don't like is, A, they're assuming I need the dick pouch. I'm fine with just the one. Yeah, B, they're assuming
the
I have an
ass. The whole underwear is the dick pouch.
And I have no butt.
Yeah.
And those look like they're built for a man with a caboose.
Yeah.
Why does that ass look so nice?
Yeah, it looks like it's built for a Kardashian.
That is a dunk. That is a dunk.
It looks good.
Wait, I like that pouch. It must be nice to just have like a little kangaroo pouch for your balls, right?
It does feel nice.
But then like you're moving around, sitting, getting up, and it
sometimes your dick falls back into the ball pouch.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes
my dick lives in the ball pouch.
My dick hasn't even gotten to the next.
Yeah. My dick's natural habitat. My dick lays on my balls like the caterpillar in Alice in Wonderland.
Let's all show each other our dicks.
No, all right, I'll start.
Oh
no.
Wait,
no.
When did we was it on a podcast?
It was on a podcast, yeah.
Oh,
I think
nice.
It was on
You're welcome.
Yeah. You know, I was just like, this is what it is. This is what I look. I don't think it's 4. It could be 4 sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's definitely 1 or -2 right now.
I showed someone my dick and they're like, wow, I'm surprised how thick it is. And I was like, do you think I'm like a pencil dick? Loot? Like, what is that?
You don't look like someone that would have, like, a... You look just like an average penis.
No, you
and your
what?
Penis
no,
is
he means your face.
Above average.
You look like an average penis.
Thank you.
What was the homeless guy's name who said that about your thick cock?
Who is that
anyway, Leah?
That missed connection.
Yeah. No, you seem like you're girthy, but not terribly long.
He's long. And he is terribly long. I looked at it and I went, that's
like,
terrible.
Like, I would say it seems like five,
how long
five
that
and
is.
A half and thick.
It's a Sankey.
6.5
Yeah, it goes down the stairs.
7.5 All right, now we're all right. Okay.
So it is. He does have a fucking huge dick.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's to make up for his personality.
I yeah. get that.
Yeah. Hey. I'm a catch. The first dick he ever sucked was actually his.
No, it was a guy named Personality.
His name was Personality.
Apostrophe Personality.
Really?
No.
Oh. Was it?
No, I'm protecting his name.
Okay.
Just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So you, yes, you, can stop talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and after all that, are still going to upcharge you? Well, at rockauto.com, you can find everything you need. So, whether you're a mechanic, somebody working on their own car, or an absolute idiot like me who doesn't understand how cars work, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to the site. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that fantastic. But if you do get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on the Buy Guys podcast. They're going to love that. Guys, you know the site. You love it. One more time. RockAuto.com. Let's get back into the show.
Wait, are you all actually bi?
No, me and him. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, the worst ones.
I know, right? So the ones you wouldn't want. Actually, I mean, this is a real fucking, you know, murderer's row of people you wouldn't want to fuck. I know. We got this fucking bearded Gumby over
oh,
here.
Oh, don't start doing this. No, don't start doing
ahead,
this.
Go ahead, Andrew Dice Clay. Keep it yeah. going.
Oh, we got this bearded Gumby over here.
We got this guy who looks like me, except a little better.
Yeah. What the fuck we got are you a guy whose about? Face is a disguise.
Dude, can I hey, tell look you? At this guy in his shirt. Everything at the table sacred. Mattel, what do you think? Fucking psychic.
One time, me and Cassidy were at the creek eating, and somebody took a picture, and we found it on Twitter, and they were like, have you ever had dinner with yourself?
Oh, man.
It was Pavich's cousin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. We found it.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, it was great.
That's like a nightmare, finding yourself online being made fun of.
It was like nice.
Oh, you mean so was... it's the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like a lot, but like
I saw myself called a pedophile 85 times this morning.
Oh God.
By the police?
Cuz I said that I
come out with your hands up.
Yeah, I said that it was that I have friends that take their kids to drag queen story hour at the library and I think it's a sweet thing. And I have been reading horrendous shit about myself.
Oh no.
All morning.
Oh no.
Oh, how's that doing for your mental health? How do you
it's
feel?
It's not great.
Yeah, it doesn't feel you, good. You want a hug?
I'm okay. Thank you very after. I'll okay. take one. And I'll appreciate you. It.
Yes.
My therapist keeps going, why do you keep reading comments? And I'm like, I can't help it.
Your therapist does have a point.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bad move.
I go through like this with it. When I'm the peak depression is when I'm like just reading everything that's ever said about me. I'm seeing all of the hate that's sent my way, you know?
I can't
yeah, I get stuck in a vortex of it. And this morning I was like, hey, remember what I said on that podcast? I should look at the comments.
Oh, no.
I just hate that like Instagram will be like, blah, blah, tagged you in a hate comment. You know what I mean? They don't say that, but they'll be like, blah, blah, tagged you in a comment. And then you look at it and they're like, Sagalow's fucking stupid. And you're like, thank you for telling me that that's there.
Well, it's more that they felt the need to tag you. They could have just put your name and not
or just felt the need to say something negative. I'll never understand
but
that.
You like replying to them.
I reply to all of the negative ones.
But I can't I don't ever get... I'll get, like, insulty back, but never really. I'll just be like, if someone's like, you suck, I'll be like, that's right. Beep boop.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be like, I fucked your mom, you piece of shit.
Yeah. That's what are you talking about? Really? What are you talking about? Whose Twitter are you looking at?
Black out.
You just think you're being like, totally, I'm the best, but you're really, you're fucking, well, you're saying some venomous shit.
I know this is going to open me up, but I feel like I'm starting to like not care about comments at all, or I try to find.
You heard it here, folks.
I try to find. I try to find the truth in it because there's always like some truth. Like when you made up that fake, fucking bully from high school.
Yeah.
Comment. Like,
wait, what are you talking?
Yeah, wait.
The thing where you said the guy messaged you. You posted a fake conversation.
Yeah, I should have set it up better.
Yeah.
Can you set it up? Because
I did this. Like tweet because I saw a bunch of tweets of people who I guess all their bullies were kind of like reaching out to them and then being like fuck you and like that they won the interaction and with their old bully even though they're 30 and who gives a shit and I wanted to make a parody one so I just did it and it's so it's so to me genuinely not something a bully would say. He knows too much about my life. I'm like, you don't have a manager, you don't have an aide. I'm saying things that nobody would
inside.
Fucking know. It was too
it was super
too
inside and really pulled the curtain back on
how I feel about myself.
Yeah. It was
well thanks for calling to see if I was okay.
I did.
The funniest one was, what if your parents get sick? That was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. Got real
dark. That's so oddly specific.
It got real dark because that's how I was feeling
and
in the moment.
Everyone
and
believed
that's art.
It.
I think that's art. And everybody believed it, and it got like, you know, it did really well online.
You did have some good points, is what I'm saying. A lot of it was hate, but there were a couple things. For example, I'll put it on me.
Totally.
Someone commented on it, like, because I've been posting reels now, because that's how you get it fucking going, baby. Oh, no, YouTube shorts, right? Someone said, look how old this guy is.
YouTube is nuts.
Someone was
They're
like,
so mean.
The comments on YouTube are insane.
It's insane.
All right, so the guy was like, look how old this guy is. He hasn't made it yet. He has girl jeans on. It's time to get a day job. First of all, I think I look okay for 36. They're not girl jeans. They're tight jeans. And
yeah,
I would like a day job. So I'm saying there's something in there somewhere. Yeah,
totally.
Especially with yours, because it was like 100 fucking things.
Yeah. Can we pop his thing up?
Was that all
and
right?
Just, yeah, I don't care.
I didn't know. The worst part about
you're joking.
It.
Joking. I know there's truth to it, but like.
Yeah, no, there's 100% truth to it. It's exactly how I felt about my life at the time. And I had to find a way to like get it out in a way that I thought
was
funny.
A phone call to a friend.
I felt
how
for it.
Dark was this?
It wasn't like crazy
you
dark.
It seems like it was pretty dark.
I'll read
from everyone
it. If you pull it up,
reactions.
I'll read it.
I but fell for it completely.
Me too.
Thought it was real and thought I was like, dude, this bully is good.
Yeah. Everybody yeah, like, did, I guess. So I said,
great job in the booth getting that up so quick, by the way.
Yeah, good job. Didn't you bully me in high school? You can go fuck yourself. You can do this on a website, by the way. And my bully said, is that it? You are more alone than I thought. No viral tweet will fill the hole in your heart.
Okay, wait. While we're reading it,
okay.
Let's say what's true and what's not. That's true.
But that was an aim. That's true.
I'm not even saying
that
just for you. No viral tweet will fill the hole in any of our hearts.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
The last thing I need is more filling in my heart.
Yeah, speak for your fucking self.
Yeah. Now that I'm looking at this, I do feel pretty good about myself.
Yeah, every viral tweet has filled the hole in my heart.
For how long? Yeah, but then you're
for 15 minutes, so I find another one.
Yeah. No, I hate it. I freak out because, you know, everybody's like, I have to check all the comments and everything. The love you want will not be found by any internet strangers. I mean, you're 30 years old and you still do stand-up comedy. I'm 31 now, by the way. Pathetic.
And you still don't know the right word to use.
We'll get to that. But
I was going
to
say,
you don't,
your bully's stupid.
You don't have a wife, no kids, no real job, no agents, no managers, not a lot of road dates on your calendar.
I like picturing you looking at your calendar.
Yeah, it's still so true. When are you just going to hang it up and say, I give it good try, which is a typo. You're getting older. You're going to need health insurance. What happens when your parents get sick? Nobody knows you. Nobody respects your comedy.
Jesus.
And at the end of the day, you're just another crab in the bucket. A little, okay, so a little, now that I'm far removed from it, a little depressing.
Dude.
Should have saved that for the journal.
I don't think so. I thought it was funny. You tricked a bunch of people.
Yeah.
It was a fun prank.
I self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Yeah. This seems like one of those things where if your therapist reads it, they 5150 you.
What is that?
It's when they put you in a psych hospital ward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put me in a fucking hospital. I'd love to be in a hospital right now.
Okay.
All right. This taking everything I'm saying. So
dude, I love how he's acting like he's the picture of mental health.
Yeah.
Over here.
Yeah.
What? Wait.
Yeah.
Is it,
I'm doing better.
There's five crabs in this bucket right now. I didn't know that was a term.
Zach's gonna put Old Bay on all of us.
Yeah.
I said this on Here's the Scenario. So if there's any cross listeners, blah blah blah. But what's funny and ironic about this whole thing is that
it got you a manager?
No, of course not. It got
you road dates?
No, of course not.
It got you a girlfriend?
It sure did.
Really?
No, it probably it made the current girl I'm with right now be like,
dry up.
Jesus
It
Christ.
Made your parents sick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, both my parents got cancer right when they read that. They went, this is so true, and they both had heart attacks.
Your health insurance saw it. They're like, we can't cover this.
But yeah, everybody was like making fun of the bully for having typos and being like an idiot.
Which was, again,
and they were
you.
All making fun of me. So yeah. In my way to be like not bullied for some reason, I got honestly bullied.
Did anyone hit you up and they're like, dude, are you all right?
A couple people were like, nobody said, hey, are you all right?
I think because said, hey, are you all
dude,
right?
You
did
it.
No, you did like what everybody else did, which was that who was that? Who, what, give me a name, you know, which is very nice. But I went, the name is me. I did it. I thought that was going to be obvious. You know, I didn't realize that everybody was going to think it was an actual bully, but nobody said, hey, I know that this is not real. And I can see through this. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go a little bit further, man. Sometimes we're our own biggest bully, you know?
That's so true.
And sometimes you got to punch yourself in the face.
That message, you know, seemed like a dark spiral. That, like, those are the thoughts we all have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was like, if I had typed it out and looked at it, I'd be like, damn, these are the worst thoughts that I could have about myself.
I had just done a show that was like, what am I doing here? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
where
you're like, this is getting
Oh,
was
bad.
It that fat show?
No. That one, I at least walked away with some hamburgers. But it was...
not all bad.
I did this fat show where I didn't know it was a fat show until like the poster came out. You know, where she was...
And you saw a picture of us?
Yeah. Zach texted me, asked me if I'm going to go.
I was like, hey, I think I'm going to bail on this. I think it's gonna be exploitive and awful,
and it was exploitive and awful. And every
didn't somebody
while
throw
I was
a hamburger,
on,
you want
the
stage?
Producer, the
no,
producer of the
no.
show.
No, wait, yeah. Whose show was like?
Look,
what?
She's nice. She is actually
is
nice.
Is she?
Yeah, I mean, she's never really like hurt my feelings.
Who?
She's just
by throwing a hamburger at you on stage.
To be fair, the show was at White Castle,
but it wasn't.
Little.
It wasn't.
In her defense, she may have been laughing and a hamburger fell out of her.
she's also a heavy girl, so there isn't like she isn't like a mean girl.
Let's
like
pull
Regina
her up.
George being like, "Dude, jokes about being fat, you gross pig. Here's a burger." It wasn't like that.
No, that's just implied. And you were too dumb to pick it up.
And you were too dumb to see it. I loved you this entire time.
I can't believe you did a show at Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
At least that one I would have gotten paid for. Yep.
What other porkers were on this show?
Yeah, Zach really. Was supposed to do
I was
it.
Supposed to headline, and I think I only was supposed to headline because they looked at all of our weights.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but yeah,
no,
they put it as...
Yeah,
you guys all got on the scale before you went in. You're like, all right, so the person who's the fattest gets his head.
We had a weigh-in, the first comedy weigh-in.
Oh, man.
And no, I just, I had, because I asked the girl, like, hey, did you sell tickets? And she goes, no, but I'm bringing hamburgers. And I'm like, nah,
and
I don't like that.
She got, I think she got a little too drunk or something, but she, like, brought me up on stage. I'm doing nothing to nobody, basically. And then she goes, oh, I forgot to give you a hamburger. And she pulls into her dress, takes out a McDonald's burger and throws it on the stage.
It's going to be a no for me when you pull food out of your dress. Like, that's touched your breast sweat.
To be fair, you're not on a fat person show.
To be fair, thank God.
Yeah. Thank our Lord.
He's right next to you.
At a certain point, you got up.
Are you gone?
I'm talking about my cock again. At a certain point, what do you go, this is, I'm just going to keep this to me instead of like, here's public consumption.
What do you mean?
Like with that tweet you put out. Like
where's the line?
Yeah, like that's...
I don't know.
I don't know if that's like vulnerable or if it's just like a thing of like, whoa.
I don't know. It really is. It depends on how you take it. You know what I mean? It is like a whatever, just pass it out. I think it's fine. It's
fine
to me.
But don't you think that reinforces those ideas you have about yourself?
I don't think so. I think,
or put that in people's heads where they read it and go,
I don't care.
Actually,
I don't care if people think that.
But
I don't
you
give
do
a shit.
Because you just said you read all the comments.
I mean, if like I read the comments and ones that are bad hurt me, but I still put shit out.
Right.
Like I'm not gonna let them win.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or if I did that, I would stop rapping.
I just love you, and I don't want you to feel this way about yourself.
Yes, and I appreciate that, but I do have those feelings, so why not get it out in this way? I'm not even going like, this is how I feel about myself. I'm genuinely trying to make something with these feelings.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings me into my next point.
Sucking a dick.
I'm with Brendan on this, because I feel like I've had a bunch of like shit that fucked me up, uh-huh. and the only thing that got me through it is like, when there's time, like when I have some distance mm-hmm. emotionally mm-hmm. from this, mm-hmm. this will be funny.
Yeah,
in right. In a way, totally. I can discuss.
Also, in a way, I feel like that's almost a confident move because you're putting it all out there for people to see, and I think that's pretty human. Like I started
you're
doing this thing.
8-miling yourself.
Yeah,
well that
I started doing this thing on Instagram where I pin the meanest comments. And then everyone else sounds off on this person being like, you're crazy, yeah. you're a piece of shit. Like, go, like they get all the Karens.
That's like what Lewis and Jake Gomez does.
I love it. And the thing is, when they're fucking rude, yeah, when people are disgusting and mean, I pin it and I say, thank you so much. I love my fans. You have such a beautiful, kind heart.
Yeah.
And then people just sound off.
The one thing I don't like showing, like, the people, you know?
Right.
Like I don't like making them know that I saw it. Like this, you wouldn't know that I'm reading all of the bad shit that's said to me from this. Like you would just, this is how he feels about himself.
Well, when someone says like something over the top, I'm like, what, why would you say, like, what are you trying to achieve from this?
I can't,
you know,
I have so many thoughts because you're the most version of this person in the world.
What are you
and I'm not even
about?
Trying to be combative. You put everything out there, you fight with every troll you have.
No, I don't. I keep that's what you think is everything? Well, fucking come into this haunted house, dick. You kidding me?
Sure.
That's true. Yeah. Also, this ain't everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I was bringing that up to say it seems as if, like, this was one way to channel it, but I have noticed, and what I think is really cool is that you've taken this stuff and put it into, like, your raps.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, like,
well, yeah,
because cool.
that takes,
cool,
you know,
and, like, creative and, like, a way to own it and like your recent rap, I like dug so, like, no joke, no cap. Every song you put out, Zach wants
Jesus
to murder
Christ.
Me.
I wish you had no cap because someone shot it off.
I saw Zach's face drop when I did that. I dig every fucking rap song you put out and think it's incredibly creative. Such a great outlet for you, a unique thing that you're doing that no one else is, and the way you take, like, your feelings and, like, how you do hate yourself and all this stuff and turn it into a fucking rap song, I think is fucking sick and great, and I love it, and so much funnier than that.
Well, to you, it's
I funnier, prefer the Instagram post.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding, but, like, everything... Everything is perspective anyway.
Right.
Like, all of that stuff you said, it's all like, you feel this way because I talk to you all the time. And from that, what I read there, like, you guys think that, like, you haven't made it, but you already have.
Whoa.
Like, you're both killing it. You're, like, 30.
31.
You make a living from comedy. Ian, you're... a really special individual.
You're a really special guy.
You all right, for example, like when you headline something, right, and it's not sold out, you're like, you're headlining, you're starting the process of doing that. Like everything is perspective.
Yeah.
Like, and I hate Brendan's raps. But I'm just kidding. I like them. I'm glad you're doing it.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
I had to come around on it because the first time I was like, what the fuck's going on?
And then
by the second one, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. But whatever, it doesn't matter. It's perspective, just like with like everything.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think it's both of the same. I think you like music, and also music is harder. So if I can express how I feel through music, that's fucking cool. But this is like also the same thing to me. Like it's just another, you know, when I die, they'll be like, geez, comb through all of that shit. Like, who did not see this coming?
Yeah. Okay, now it got dark.
Oh, let's rap about it. Ooh.
Is that what you think raps are?
That's my next rap.
What are you, Parappa the Rapper?
I'm dying to hear a sample, from a recording. I wouldn't make you do it on the spot.
Because I'm feeling very
embarrassed. No, I would never do that.
You ain't got the answer, Sway. It's a Kanye
I'm feeling
line.
Like embarrassed about how sincere this podcast got.
It's gotten sincere for a little.
I don't know.
What's it? Is that bad?
I don't know.
All you did was talk about how much you hate yourself. What do you mean?
With the post, I can just put him out and step away.
Detachment.
From it. This I have to.
But isn't that what stand-up is too? We're like, see how much we hate ourselves, but we just do it in comedy.
Yeah, but there's something about the microphone.
You're like, no, I love myself.
I do. I really love myself.
Do you guys love yourselves?
I have a love-hate relationship with myself.
It's a work in progress. I feel like I've had like a positive turn in my life, and I'm trying to run toward that. Yeah. And I think it's okay to be sincere, Brendan.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, Cassidy's really killing it today, which is surprising because he always usually sucks.
the fuck, dude?
I disagree with that. Thank you, Zach. I appreciate it.
He said he's starting to like himself, so you had to take him down a peg. Yeah, you just negged him.
Yeah. We'll make it up on the beach.
Ian loves pegs.
This is the highlight of my week. I performed in a park on Friday, and we're way past that.
How was that? Oh, thanks, man.
Well, it's like which park?
Wait, what
happened with that?
Not only was I in a park.
Also, can I just say I love you guys?
I love you too.
Coffee. Thank you so much.
Not only was I in a park, we drove 3 hours to get there.
Did you know it was a park gig?
It said pop up.
Oh, no.
I did not realize that meant... It said bring your own chair, which I should have maybe interpreted.
Oh, wow.
It was a fat guy show in the park.
To be fair, did it say BYOC or bring your own chair? Because BYOC sometimes means bring your own Coke.
No,
what? Really?
No.
Oh.
At your fancy Bitcoin parties?
Yeah, I bet it has Bitcoin been said for that.
Yeah. I don't need the flyer to say that. No, we did fucking Soul Joles, which is the cool... Like, that dome was so cool, but he doesn't have it anymore. He's opening an indoor
Joel
place.
Blue.
Now he fucked us.
Still,
no, it was a good show.
Still doing outdoor shows.
So he didn't get the venue's not ready yet. So he's doing pop up shows, and we get there, and it was literally a tree with like a thing around it with a microphone, lawn chairs, and behind us a nature trail and a river with families walking by the whole time.
Did you hear the river? Were you like in the middle of your
ghost? No, there was a lady letting her kids like river swim. I don't know if that's a thing. She just had her children in bathing suits splashing in the river behind us.
This sounds like pedophile behavior.
It was
and where was this, would you say?
Nowhere, Pennsylvania.
What was the exact address? Did you get paid for this?
Yeah, they paid us good. It was fine.
Well, now I feel less bad
Soul
for you.
Soul Joel is great.
I really like Soul Joel.
He pays well. He takes care of the comics. Yeah. And he kept us, a lot of us, like, alive during the
And pandemic. I saw a 56-year-old pussy.
Explain.
What?
I didn't watch that clip.
Really well done.
Really?
Put together?
Was
trimmed?
It was trimmed.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really nice. So
the kids boating in the background really adds another element to this 56-year-old woman showing a clam now.
Yeah,
it's now darker now.
Yeah,
everybody was in
there was a clam in the river. Okay.
There's lawn chairs. And so the way it was, you walk down this like hill, but it had like three steeps to it. So it was, as Joel put, a natural amphitheater.
Dear God.
And I knew I couldn't get back up without help. So I decided to stay at the bottom of the hill until the show was over so that people wouldn't have to watch me ask people to help me up the hill. So I'm sitting on the side of the stage. Lewis is on stage.
Stage.
Zach is
area,
grass.
Stage area.
Grass.
Zach is Jack and Jill.
Tommy! Beach buddies!
So, there was four, not, I mean, God bless Soldrel. It was $20 for a ticket, but $30 for VIP.
What was VIP?
Of the front row?
Up in the trees?
Yeah.
Like, so the in the water?
These four older ladies show up as the show's about to start, and they're like, "We have VIP seats. What is that? What does that get us?"
He's
like,
my God.
"Right this way, ladies." Like, it's like a big deal.
Yeah, they have to do that walking down the hill walk.
And they are all in like lawn chairs, and the one lady's chair, she wasn't heavy. She just, I think, it was like a piece of shit. Like, you could see her sink throughout the show, and eventually the leg came off of it, so she just went, fuck it, and laid it down, and sat like crisscross applesauce. She had a dress on.
It was like a candle.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, it was, and she just had a dress on, and Lewis is on stage. He's like, ma'am, I can see your underwear. Like, you're showing me your vagina. She goes, no, I have shorts on. And God bless Lewis just goes, no, come on, show me your pussy. How cool would you be if you showed me your pussy? And she just goes... and takes two fingers, hooks it in the shorts, and goes, wah-wah! And it just comes out like, hello.
Oh.
And I gotta say, pretty hot. And
really?
You were down there? You were still standing? Were you like behind Lewis?
No, so there was a stage, a raised area with grass and a tree that had like stones around it that was like kind of a stage.
Yeah. So was at the bottom of the hill with binoculars looking at this girl's pussy.
So I sat on the side, like behind where the stage area was on the nature trail. Because I didn't want to have people watch two people at a time hoist me back up a hill.
Was the train still coming by? You know how it's Soldrel's, the train goes by?
A different train came by the entire time. Yeah. As well as cool. Large
too many train
families.
Jokes. Too many train jokes.
So, hold on.
So, did you guys run train on her?
Okay. So, what happened with the woman? Was everyone like, woo?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a fun gal.
At some point, when you're a woman in your 50s, who cares? They don't have that, like, show your pussy.
Yeah, show what do you think?
By the way, I mean, it was people that were there to see me and Lewis. So, like,
they loved it.
The front row was like
a guy. The fact that there was a vagina there at all is amazing.
Yeah. That's great. Good for her.
There was a guy drinking a bottle of Tito's in the front. A guy
amazing.
With a warm 12-pack of Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
We got there at 7, and these guys are drinking in the front row. And we're like, cool, what time did you guys get here? They're like, about 4.
Oh,
dear God.
Love it.
Comedy.
They couldn't wait to see that 50-year-old pussy.
Dude, what do you think about that?
Did a bunch of guys take their dicks out and start jerking off?
No, everyone else behaved, except one.
But you were down in the hill, so you could.
Only me and Lois saw it. Yeah. And then her friends were, like, pretty cool about it. You'd think they would be, like...
They'd be like, Susan!
Yeah.
Yeah,
but like, you know she's chill because her chair broke and she didn't complain to anyone.
Yeah, she was just cool.
Yeah, I'm like, she's not a Karen. She's a Sharon.
But it was really funny.
Sharon. Sharon.
Yeah, she's a Sharon.
This is how we do it.
It was a good show, I gotta say. I mean, it was, when I got there, there was like,
showing her pussy. Hey, this is how we do it.
But it was so telling.
Pull up his bully again.
It was so telling.
On the show? It's a picture of Brendan.
It was very telling of the comedian mindset because I got there and I was with my buddy and I'm just looking at these lawn chairs and this microphone on the fucking grass and I was like, dude, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Yeah.
I never want to do this again. And then Soldrel comes up to me. He's like, Zach, I've been thinking about maybe headlining you. Do you want to come back in a few months and do an hour? And I was like, yes, please. Here's my contact.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, real quick, I just wanted to tell you about our friends at Manscaped, who are here to ensure that you have the nicest looking junk in the world. Treat yourself or treat the person with a penis that you love to Manscaped. They have an exclusive offer just for our wonderful listeners. They have the new Performance Package 4.0, which includes the Lawnmower Mower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all. Guys, the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is absolutely incredible. It's quiet. It lasts forever. The battery is incredible. It's got an LED light on it, and It works in the shower. This thing is absolutely the best. Your balls will never look prettier. And you can get 20% off and free shipping if you use our code BYGUYS, B-I-G-U-Y-S, at manscaped.com. So one more time, guys, that's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use our code BYGUYS. Do you love your balls? Do you love somebody else's balls? Guys, manscaped.com, promo code BYGUYS. Let's get back into the show.
I did a Soul Joe gig. I brought Toby McMullen. You mm-hmm. guys know him. Super funny.
Yeah.
He's a producer on Are You Garbage? Yeah, Tommy. And it was at like V&V Amusement Center or something. And I'm like, oh boy. And we go down to this part of Jersey, or I don't even know where it was. And we had to go down like a gravel road and everything. We get there and it's this open field and we got to perform on the back of a tractor. And I'm like, fucking kill me.
Back of a tractor,
this
though.
This fucking
sucks.
You got
a stage.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then it was just so fun.
Yeah.
And everyone was cool.
How many
and
people
it's like,
were there?
I don't know, like 100.
That's great.
In like a field.
He gets a crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was no lighting, so when the sun went down, we're just in the dark.
No lighting.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. But that's the thing. It's like, we always are like, I'm going to fucking kill myself. This is terrible.
Yeah.
And then we end up having a great time.
Sometimes it's not that bad.
Some of them fucking suck.
Some of them
really fucking
suck.
What was the diner in Astoria that had the shows during the pandemic?
Oh, God.
Dude, that was my first show back.
I did it a couple times. The one time that was the craziest shit ever was... They were listening to it in their car.
Yes.
But it was
all
a 15-second delay.
Yes.
So you're performing and bombing 15 seconds in the pit.
Whoa.
And there's no way to, like, you can't gauge anything.
I must have not even noticed that, because my
It wasn't always like that, so you might not have.
Well, my first show back was on that tractor with the when they were doing the lights, so they'd laugh and
yes.
they'd give you lights and would go like Brutal. That, and I was and it actually made me feel like the way I feel. I'd be like blah blah blah, and then you see, and I'm like, oh, thank you guys. Thank you.
We had to wear gloves.
You guys are too much.
Changing the mic and everything.
Yeah,
that was like at the beginning.
They had the set list on the garbage can.
That's right.
Can we kind of fondly look back at the pandemic now?
It was the good old days.
Honestly, I think not enough people died. Like, I'm ready to go back for pandemic too.
I want to die.
Well, it's coming.
I want to go back. Yeah, monkey packs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's only going to get two of the five of us.
Not it.
Hey.
You look back at the pandemic fondly.
No, I just think it's... You can look at it through rose-colored glasses now. Time moves so quickly now that
it seems kind of privileged to say, because we didn't really lose anybody.
No, I agree. You know, I'm just joking. I think, honestly, the pandemic was so interesting for the comedy space because we just had to revolutionize how we were doing comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, I was... Zoom shows, I don't know if you guys have felt about that.
Okay,
but,
honey.
Yeah.
Sorry to call you honey.
Wow.
But,
What are you, Mel Gibson?
Yeah, whoa.
All right, sweetheart.
Yeah. Damn it. That's what I was going to say next.
Hey, toots.
Yeah. Toots.
Go
hey,
ahead.
Hey, sweet cheek.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Go ahead, apple tits.
Honey pie.
Honey pie.
Yeah. I'm your secretary. Go on. Yeah.
Did not revolutionize anything. That's all I'm saying.
No. Sure. But I still got paid throughout the pandemic doing comedy.
Well, God bless.
I
don't
did
tell unemployment that
do-da. Zoom shows. I did the first Zoom show I ever did paid me like I did like 7 minutes and they paid me $125 and I was like, whoa.
What?
And then the second show I did 15 minutes. It was awful and I got paid 10.
And you
so
brought
went,
your own cheeseburger?
And I I threw it right in my face.
I will say it was so funny to me that during the pandemic, all of these bar shows and like street shows, they all paid. And it's like, you couldn't have paid us before.
Yeah.
When we were doing bar shows, we were doing it for free. And then now all of a sudden you're paying us. And then what really pissed me off was, you know, after like June of 2020, every show was like, we're donating this to the River Fund. We're donating this to the, you know, this.
Donate it to me, please.
Blah, blah. Yeah, it was like, why don't we donate it to the fucking comics that are all out of fucking work?
Oh,
can we donate
God.
To my fucking pocket instead of like, here's the
I did a
the
show.
Brick Fund for letting prisoners out.
I did a show during the pandemic It was in the place where Michael Che was doing his shows. This wasn't his show, but it, you know that place? It was like the park
in Queens.
Yeah. And there was a ton of people there, and it was fine and whatever. But we each got paid pretty well because the producer kind of got fucked a little bit. Like,
what?
Like they kind of fucked him, and they gave us a bunch, like a lot of money. And he was just talking about it. He was like, man, I really got fucked. I really got fucked. And I'm just standing there. I'm like, you know, sorry about that. And one of the comics goes, well, that's not right. We should we all give you some money? And I was like, shut your fucking mouth.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not giving this guy shit. It's not my problem he got fucked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I need this money as well.
Some guy did that at Christmas.
Cheerio, Governor.
New York Comedy Club rooftop. He came up and he was like, you know, that was great. I feel really bad. You're out of work here. And he gave me $300.
Wow.
And I split it up with the comics.
That's so nice of you.
And a working class hero that Ian financed.
Yeah. Well, there it is.
That's what I always say.
I wouldn't want someone to do that to me.
Yeah.
You know?
It's very nice. Dude, the roofs were the best, though.
The roof shows were fun.
I will say, the pandemic made me a better comic because you had to adjust and you had to... It like opened up my stage presence in a way and made me feel better about like moving around to keep people's attention and
yeah.
this and that, projecting
through the fire.
There was so much space.
And when it sucked, it was, you were like, of course this is going to suck.
Yeah, yeah.
I was performing and a bat flew by my head. I was doing a punchline and a bat flew. It was
That's hilarious.
I ate a sandwich on stage. My friends dared me to eat a sandwich on stage. I still do that.
In
I started
shit sandwich.
Brendan sneaks a sandwich bite right now.
I started doing comedy on Clubhouse. I don't know if you guys remember that app.
Oh yeah,
that's where you started. It did revolutionize that.
Well, yeah, I didn't start comedy on Clubhouse, but I mean, I was the person who created the big comedy club on there.
Oh.
And so, like, all these comics would be performing to thousands of people. Mm-hmm. If not like 50,000 people at a time.
Whoa.
And you could get tipped by people. The thing is that there's no video. So it's all audio. And like there would be like really big name comics who would come on and just bomb because, and I say this with love, I think they're just used to kind of like living off their street cred a little.
Yeah.
And like when you see a famous person come on stage, you're just used to laughing. You're like, oh, that person's so funny, whatever. Mm. But and they can get off on charisma. But if your like written joke isn't very good and it's audio only, people don't laugh.
Yeah.
And so it made a lot of people better writers.
Can you give us an example of who you're talking
about?
Yeah,
not going to do that. But,
all right, we're just going to assume Hari Kondabalu.
Hilarious. No, but you know, people could unmute to laugh and then remute themselves and then they could tip you. So you were getting active feedback. And then people, like on my birthday show, I made $2,500.
Wow.
Yeah, I missed that wave. It did revolutionize it.
Yeah.
I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Shameless plug here, but if you want to see what comedy is like at that time, I did a whole special on my YouTube called Not Now More Than Ever, and I did it on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine.
Mazel.
Yeah, dude, I was doing a Zoom show, and it was a corporate gig, and it had to be clean, and it made me, dude, I came out with, like, a bunch of clean stuff, because I had to write clean, but I was in, like, a mood, and I just was, like, you know, and so I, like, mentioned cum or something, and, dude, the chat, as I'm talking and doing jokes, I'm reading the chat going, not okay, not okay, I'm not comfortable, this is bad,
whoa.
And I'm just like, oh, anyway, just watching everyone hate me in the
what
chat.
What happened? What did I say?
I know what I said.
I did a talk for Pfizer a few weeks ago.
What?
And they were just interviewing interesting people or whatever, and they were like, oh, Lila Marr, she's a comedian, blah, blah, blah. And when I had a one-on-one, they're like, please, we love your comedy, just no dick jokes. And I was like, you guys make Viagra.
Yeah.
I can't not.
But did they mean...
I didn't, but all I wanted to do was all my dick jokes, which is all my jokes.
Oh, of course. Did they mean dick jokes as like just an umbrella of like no dick jokes a la dirty, anything like that? Or was it like just no dick jokes? You could talk cum all you want.
No, they meant no dirty jokes. But it was like, I mean, you know, that's what I love to do.
So yeah, it's fun. Were you hired as like a comic or as like an NFT person to talk to Pfizer?
No, just as a comic. They wanted to talk about comedy and how to bring levity into the workspace.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just have one guy who's hilarious.
Yeah.
What did you say?
No, I do Web3 advising, which like pays the bills.
Yeah.
in a way that I did not expect or foresee, and I'm very grateful for it. Thank you so much, NFTs.
Can you
I love
teach
you. And
me how to make money?
The market's down bad, boo. No one's making money right now.
Assume I don't know what Web 1 or Web 2
is. Yeah.
What is the internet?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So Web 1 is like AOL.
Okay.
Like dial-up internet.
Yes.
Web 2 is purchasing things on eBay or Amazon. Web 3 is technically the excellence of the internet.
What?
And so it's using the internet in a different way. So this is going to get real boring real fast.
No, but I need to know now.
Okay, so an NFT is a non-fungible token.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, it's all connected to smart contracts, and it's the technology that people are really interested in. So you can see who owned it before you, how much they paid for it, when it happened, and everything is on the blockchain, so you can see it for all of time.
Wow.
And yeah, and you can sell it there, so everyone will see that you've put it on sale. They can see who you transfer to, when, etc. And anyone can purchase it that wants to buy. Usually things are on the Ethereum blockchain. People don't really buy NFTs in Bitcoin. So
what do they buy it in?
Ethereum. And some people are doing Solana and Polygon now, but they're not as popular yet. But Solana is more environmentally friendly. Are you guys bored?
No, I love this.
Okay. Well,
it is hurting.
He's
my
like,
head,
yes, I am bored.
No, I'm not.
We're not
he just always looks bored.
We're not bored. We're stupid.
Yeah.
No, that checks out. But,
but how does that become money, though?
What else?
Yeah. How does it transfer money?
I went to see Top Gun the other day, and I had a couple like loose dollars.
Yeah.
So good,
by the way. And the dollars were so fucking disgusting and dirty. That like I'm trying to like understand what you're saying, and it is the dumb thing, and I kind of think it's bullshit, but like all money is bullshit. And like when I was looking at the $2, it was so gross looking.
In a way,
and I knew we wouldn't. People don't want to hold this dirty ass money.
In a way, though.
Long story short, Tom saw Top Gun on mushrooms.
Also, I assure you, I would love to hold that money.
Is
the blockchain just if we could see the fingerprints that are on our paper money? Like who who touched it last?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Value to it. How many people touch your dollar? That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying in an internet technical way, like if your dollar has a ton of thumbprints on it from people that it circulated before you.
But it's also just the contract. So it's not necessarily money. That's why people are attaching art to it. So when you hear of like the Bored Apes or the Cool Cats or World of Women, whatever NFT you've heard about, they're attaching art to the contract. So this is like my favorite part of embezzling. You know what I mean? It's like this is our generation's Ponzi scheme, basically.
Oh, absolutely.
I just happen to be in it. And
now, are you afraid to say that?
I mean, I'm joking, but
yes,
am I?
And she's serious. But everything's bullshit.
Yeah. No, it's all.
But a picture of a monkey holding a hammer is definitely bullshit.
But it's worth over $250,000 at a minimum.
How?
That's bullshit.
But think about it.
Can't you just screenshot it?
No, but here's the thing, right?
Uh-huh.
We only assign value to anything in a way that we deem it value. So like if you didn't know what the Mona Lisa was, you'd be like, I don't know, $10. Like it's not that great of a painting.
So it is.
But we assign it to be, it's art. And so art is subjective.
Sure.
So to someone else, it could be like, I would never spend any money on that. But someone else, they'd be like, that's worth $1 million.
How much could we get for Brendan's post about him bullying himself?
Yeah, like if he made that an
NFT.
He
mint that as an NFT?
Yeah.
It's very sad. I don't know who would want to own that.
People own sad shit.
I do have a question, though.
Yeah.
All right.
The Cure.
So like he posts something, right? Or I post something. And it's already posted. Can you sell that as an NFT after the fact?
Yeah, you can sell anything as an NFT.
Okay. But what?
You're just attaching something to a contract.
So really, gotcha. the value is how many people have seen, touch this art. Because you can,
the
difference between like just screenshotting it and what do you get from actually purchasing.
Well, okay, so it's not just a PFP or JPEG, right? Like it's also, first of all, if you screenshot it, you still don't technically own it. Because it's you own the art.
Tell that to my phone. If I have it in my phone. Hey, look at that. I own it.
Yeah, and then someone would be like, can I see your contract?
But
and then
why?
You would not have it in your wallet.
Why? In like the contract. What?
Right.
Who needs a fucking contract when what you want is the picture?
Like a thing of authenticity.
Right? Yeah, it's exactly that, a certificate of authenticity. But it's like now they have MP3s attached to them, so they're music NFTs. Hello. Okay. Are you getting the wheels ready? Then there are gaming NFTs where it's like access tokens and you can do like play to earn basically. And people make so much money in games NFTs.
With music, right? Music's kind of about streams. So if you own an NFT of a little piece of the music, you get that money, right?
Well, so here's the other thing that's crazy. When you sell it, the artist gets money on the secondary. So like just like how actors get residual checks, anytime it's sold, you get a percentage. The creator gets a percentage. So it's actually way better for artists because I'm sure, except for you who doesn't have an agent or a manager, but for the rest of us, you know, like...
I also did not have an agent or manager.
All right, so just for us three. But
I fired my manager because he wouldn't give me spots at a comedy club he owns.
Oh, shit. So you know,
shout out to my manager, Andrew,
yeah, I love my manager so much. So just the two of us who would understand this, but basically, like, you know, you pay out 20% to your agent, manager fees,
sucks.
Right? And so by the time you get your check, you're getting 50% of the actual total amount. But on the blockchain, it really is creator first, so the artists gets the money, unless you choose to give some to your agent. I mean, but it's a completely different world.
Hey guys, real quick, I just want to talk to you. I know there's two things about us on the show and a lot of our fans. We actually really love to support LGBTQ causes, and we have teeth. That is why I am excited to tell you about the limited edition Smile with Pride electric brush from Quip. Guys, Quip makes toothbrushes. They make really cool toothbrushes, and they're doing a really good deal for Pride Month, where if you get one of their Smile with Pride electric toothbrushes, you actually get to donate $5 of that money to a really cool charity. $5 from every brush is going to go to the Ali Forney Center to help LGBTQ youths. The new limited edition electric brush has all the colors of the rainbow and a matte metal handle that lets you brush loud and proud while helping homeless youths in the LGBTQ plus community. It's got a slim, lightweight design and replaceable soft brush heads. It's got a timed sonic vibration with 30-second pulses to guide a dentist-recommended 2-minute clean. No wires or bulky charger to weigh you down. And it's got a multi-use travel cover that doubles as a mirror mount for less clutter. You can also get their anti-cavity a toothpaste in mint or watermelon, and they have a floss for you as well as a refillable gum that's sugar-free and is good for your teeth, and a refillable mouthwash. With electric brushes, you'll be proud to know they just start off at $25. You won't be paying through the teeth for better oral health, and it's going to come every 3 months automatically with refills of brush heads, toothpaste, and more. From $5 shipped free. So show your true colors this Pride Month with the new limited edition Smile with Pride electric brush from Quip. Because it's not how you brush or who you brush with, it's that everyone deserves a happy, healthy mouth. So head on over to getquip.com/buyguys right now, and you're going to get your first refill free. So that is getquip.com/buyguys, and you get your first refill free at getquip.com. Check it out and support a really great charity.
Seth Green had his NFT stolen. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
And so, how can we get this guy?
Yeah. So just like the Mona Lisa could be stolen. Anything can be stolen.
Right?
Your isn't house it, can get burned down. Like assets can be ruined no matter how they
but
are.
But how do they,
are.
Do they steal a hard drive or like what do they steal?
No, you know how people hack into your email?
Okay.
You know, like people hack into your bank account. It's just the same thing. People hack into your wallet. It's a digital wallet. And so, of course, it can get hacked. You know?
And they take the NFT.
Because it's worth so much money. Like, I have some NFTs
Do you think they called Seth Green and they're like, he's like, what do you want for it? And they go, $1 million.
If I were him, I wouldn't even be mad. That's hilarious.
That's great.
Can we sell this episode as an NFT?
I don't know who would buy it, but yeah.
Yeah, could you sell podcasts? As an NFT.
So there is a guy who makes like close to $1 million. He has a very successful NFT-based podcast, and he NFTs every episode. But he's super in the space, and he was the first person to do it.
Yeah.
So literally, people just buy every episode, basically.
Wow.
I wrote something for like a
it was called like Deadhead NFT, and it paid pretty well. And I did it without a manager.
Right. Cool, Tom. Should we stand up? Or?
All right, Tom, save it for the beach.
Dude, let's, can we answer me and Ian's question is when will prostitutes take Ethereum?
Yeah.
Pussy Ethereum.
Hey. That's a James Bond villain.
Yeah, crypto cuntancy. Hey. Yeah.
It's not a competition. Yeah. I'm learning stuff.
Me too. So wait, what? How does this translate into actual fucking money that I can
look? I think it's getting to a point where if you don't get it, you just don't get it.
No,
man.
No, no.
Come on, let's head out to the NFT museum.
Yeah,
let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, I get it.
Basically, he's saying he's done talking about this.
A little bit.
I get it. It's boring.
No, no. I really actually want to know. I feel like I'm not that I'm bored with it.
Uh-huh. Go on.
It's a real bored ape.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. Don't let me ruin the conversation. I was just saying, how many times can she answer, how do you make money off of this?
Would you rather go back to the sincere conversation where you made up a fake bully that texted yourself?
No, no. All right, let's hear about fucking, let's hear about your Ponzi scheme. Yeah. I don't care.
You know what I would like to hear, Brendan?
I'm selling sauce.
Brendan, I would love to know your dates because we have to do plugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Zach rules.
Look, Brendan, tell us where you're going to be, your social media, anything you want people to get out of.
I'm going
to
be all over the place. That bully was not correct. Correct. Look, I'm going to be in Canada in August, Toronto, doing the Royal Comedy Theater. Ian was just there.
Really fun.
Really fun. Can't wait. And Katie Boyle's going to be there.
I love Katie.
It's going to be a great trip, great fun. But then in October, I'm at Zany's in Chicago, so come out to that. And all my other dates are on my website, BrendanSagalow.com. Plus, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, follow me on everything, twitch.tv/sags2riches, and watch me play Elden Ring. And that's it. Oh, and listen to Here's the Scenario.
Hell yeah, great podcast. Three really funny
Zach
hosts.
Just did it.
Leah, what do you want people to check out?
Hey guys, this is me, Leah Lamar. You can find me on Instagram at Leah Lamar with 2 R's, on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok with 5 R's. Don't ask questions. Show dates on my website, leahlamar.com, but mostly on my Instagram. And I have a podcast, Real Time Crime, on iHeart. And I'm doing my debut hour at Edinburgh this year. So if you're in Scotland, come check me out. And my show dates are up. Yeah, if you're in New York, I don't know when this goes up, but I'm at Stand Up in New York Friday, Saturday, Brooklyn Comedy Club Friday. I just go to my Instagram.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Very cool. Tom?
Tommy?
Tom Cassidy, everybody. My second album, Life After Funny, comes out July 12th on YouTube. July 15th, audio. Check that shit out. TomCassidy.com, top 9 podcast. It's a shitty podcast. It's getting better, man.
Yeah. I had maybe one of the worst episodes of that.
It's literally one of the best episodes.
Is it?
It's a great episode.
Oh, okay.
You're crazy.
Really?
Good. Top 9 pod. Your episode sucked.
What?
Wait, we're doing plugs. Cassidy Comedy, TomCassidy.com. And yeah, man, I'm on the road with Are You Garbage in August and September. New York Comedy Club all the time. But Life After Funny, July 12th, July 15th.
Yes,
please.
And
I directed a non-music video for Ian that is very funny. It's called
Straight Guys Are Gay.
That's what it's called. Yeah, it's very funny. And check out all my non-music videos because I'm trying to NFT these bitches because I'm a fucking
very cool dude.
Artist, dog. And we'll
maybe
get some cash
let's
money.
Let's play that video for her and see if we could NFT.
We'll play it at the end of the episode.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I Animal69, Instagram, shut up, Twitter, and Twitch. July 4th, I am going to be at the beach with Tom Cassidy and our girlfriends playing Can Jam. Brendan, Zach, you're invited too. This Saturday, June 25th, I'm in Columbus, Ohio, Natalie's Grandview, 2 shows. July 7th through 9th, I am with the great David Tell at Bricktown Comedy Company, Comedy Club in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And July 22nd, 23rd, Cleveland, Ohio, Hilarities. And then I'm doing Creek in the Cave. Hey! Yeah! Creek in the Cave, Austin, American Comedy Company. Up in Portland, Maine, linktree.com/IanFinance for all my dates.
You forgot July 10th.
Oh my God, you're right. Yes, that's the most important one. July 10th, I'm headlining Caroline's on Broadway.
Woo!
Bringing Tom Cassidy and Jordan Jensen with me.
Bang, bang.
Going to be fun. Come on out. New York City, Caroline's, July 10th. Thank you, Tom. Man, you're the best.
Thanks, bud.
Tom's my best friend.
Tom's a great
guy. What the fuck, dude?
Hey, guys, if you're listening live this Friday night, I will be at the Emouse Theater in Emouse, Pennsylvania. Saturday night, I will be at Cahoe's Music Hall right outside of Albany, New York. And if you are in the Brooklyn area, Catalyst Wrestling comes back to Sunset Park, Brooklyn on July the 16th. And Trauma Dance Film Festival, July the 17th at the Mahoning Drive-In in Lehighton, Pennsylvania. New movie I'm in, The Secret of Cuck Island, will be premiering as the last movie. Very excited, please. And thank you for checking out the show. If you love the show, and we know you do, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS for a 7-day free trial to not just this, but the 20-plus shows available on GasDigitalNetwork.com. If you like it, keep it. You get $1 off a month, and the prices on the network are going up. But you will get grandfathered in at the cheaper price. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes. And also...
And also...
Oh, and Brendan, if you're at Zany's in Chicago, check the guest book, because I wrote directions on where I hid drugs in the comedy condo.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Someone always hides drugs. Zach
usurped me in the comedy condo guest book. I had the best comment. Lots of screenshots, maybe NFTs, to me. Love your comment. La-di-da-di-da-da. And then now Zach is now the king of it.
He wrote, I came in the fork drawer, and I wrote in mine... The forks taste like Ian's cum.
Love it. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be at Chicago Zanies, too. Getting that date soon. And I got a new podcast coming out called B and Ian.
Oh.
It's really fun.
Can I do it?
Yeah. I'd love for you to do it.
What's it about?
It's just B and Ian.
Solo pod.
Yeah.
No, he has guests. So.
Yeah, I have guests. Guests every week.
B and Ian and Brendan.
Well, B and Ian, Jordan's going to do a bunch of episodes.
Okay.
So it's like B and Ian with Jordan Jensen. And Adam Freeland and Mike Racine might join as well. So it's kind of adding a bunch of people. If you want to hop on, you can.
I don't want to be a ninth guy on a podcast.
Dude, I'm turning my basement into a studio. I got new couches coming. I am excited.
I'm down to come in as a guest.
Yes. Dude,
we had some lunch.
July 1st.
Podcast.
That's everyone that comes gets lunch, Zach.
We make them
all come?
NFTs.
I'm just in it for the lunch.
Leah,
I didn't get
next
my lunch
time you're
yet.
In town, let's do it.
I'm there.
Hell yeah.
You got a lunch?
I don't. No, I didn't.
I tried to have you order from Anthony and Son's Panini Shop. You didn't want it.
You owe me a lunch.
Whatever you want. This motherfucker goes out with Are You Garbage. He's getting treated like a king, and then he's coming out with me, and he's like, are you going to buy me dinner?
Well, here's a good story, because he brought it up. I didn't want to have to do it, but I featured for him recently, and he gave me $200 before we got there, right?
Yes.
And he was like, hey, I'm going to try to get more money for you at the club. And I was like, okay, cool. Hmm. So then they gave me a $200 check,
I told him.
And then he was like, okay, give me $100 back.
What?
No.
So my point is, he was like, let me try to get you more money, but not too much.
No.
That's exactly how it happened.
I always pay.
Let's just move on.
I always pay. How many shows did you do that? Was it five?
No,
it
was two.
One show.
Two? One show?
Two.
I always pay feature. No, they gave you three. They gave you $400.
No, they didn't.
I always add 100 or 150 to the feature pay.
You're
per
the one
show.
Who brought this up. I didn't want to bring it up. I'm in a positive space right now.
Well, I hope
that was such a threatening way to
say
that.
I'm
in a positive space right now.
This is what happened.
All right. Well, I'll buy your train ticket to the beach on Sunday and I'll bring sandwiches Monday, July 4th.
Sandwiches. I bring the can jam and the sandwiches.
Oh, God.
Tommy!
When are you guys going? Monday?
July 4th. 4th, man.
You coming?
July.
Let's do it. The traffic is going to be fucking
insane. Would you take the LIRR? What the fuck are you talking about? You're from there.
Yeah, we're from there, so we don't go to the beaches there.
I forgot.
We know that they're all trash.
Yes.
No, it's a nice beach.
That's how I know you've been in New York.
Comparatively for New York, it is.
Yeah.
Long Beach ain't the best beach on Long Island, my friend.
No.
It is Tobe and Jones, but...
Jones, baby!
Yeah, but... Long Beach is not a bad beach.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, it's nice.
Also, July 4th weekend, if you're in Irvine, California, I'm hosting for Mark Norman. Come to the Irvine Improv. Forgot to mention that.
Ooh,
very cool.
Come see Mark.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, anyway.
Ian, you want to do that one story and get out of here?
Yeah.
Great. I want to see this. Sex worker films her Uber driver jerking off mid-ride, posted on Twitter, and gets her Uber account deactivated. I want to see this. I am fit to be tied this week. I lost my perfect Lyft rating.
Why?
I had a 5.0.
They couldn't lift you? What are you on, a roller coaster? Yeah. Both of you?
Wait.
Both just did the wave with your laugh.
I had a 5.0 for 3 years, and now I'm down to a 4.9. And I got an email that my driver gave me such a low score that they needed to contact me about how to be a better rider.
For what? What
did you do?
I have no idea.
You bring Lewis in with you?
No, I was alone. Everyone asked me that.
They didn't tell you your
they
infraction.
They didn't tell me what I did.
Did you try to contact them?
Yeah, I asked, and they said that it's just like a general email they sent out.
That's so passive-aggressive of them.
Bella, have
against
you.
Be like, you fucked up, but we won't tell you how.
Yeah, what the fuck?
So, Mrs. Amika, I fall asleep in Ubers a lot.
Yeah?
And I snore. And she thinks that maybe it was, like, obnoxious.
You were sleeping?
Yeah, but, like...
Okay. I fall asleep.
So what do you think I'm paying you for? To not nap in your fucking
car? I think a lot of drivers think I'm drunk.
Oh.
Because I'm frequently taking cars late at night, and I fall asleep immediately. But no.
It smells like a gin joint. Yeah.
I just have sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Wait, do you take Lyft because you got kicked out of Uber?
No. I have a low Uber rating, but I know why that is.
Why?
I'm the only person I know that's gotten an email from Uber about their policy on racial slurs.
No.
What?
The night of my bachelor party, I blacked out and I woke up to an email from Uber. But I also had
what you're saying. Keep
I also
it
had
up.
Like three cars that night full of comics.
Oh,
who knows who said what?
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it was me, and I know what I said.
Oh,
yeah, I can't afford to fuck up my Uber rating. If comedian wants a Lyft, I'm like, oh god, I'm actually gonna take the subway, man. Yeah.
Is your Lyft rating bad?
No. I don't know. I don't use Lyft. My Uber rating's fine. It's like 4.8.
I can only use Lyft.
I don't know what mine is.
The Uber doesn't take any of my Uber credit rating? Cards.
Yeah,
do you not have a credit card?
In my defense,
I'm trying to use a Dave & Buster's card.
My wedding ring got stolen from the mail, and I may have been complaining about the residents of my building.
Ah,
4.8.
Well, there we go.
That's good.
Are we all looking at our...
No, we don't have to.
Oh, thank God.
I need to know what it is.
4.81.
Nice.
Wow. My dick, Ian. I was going to be so pissed.
They must think
4.86.
Look at you.
Wow.
Brendan, solid 4.
They're like, we've heard of you on Legion of Skanks.
Oh, God, Uber, 4.55.
4.86.
Look at you.
4.86. And I do have a message.
I'm a 4.82 on Uber and a 4.9 on Lyft. All right, let's see this.
I'm a 7 in LA and an 11 in New York. All right.
And a liar on podcasts.
Hey!
Alex? Fuck it. We're ending it there.
Yeah!
My name is Zach Amico. Thank you to our wonderful guests, Leo Lamar and Tom Cassidy.
Happy 69th episode.
On behalf of myself and my beloved co-host, Einon Fidance, this is Zach Amico saying, bye, guys!